There are a lot more people not going to work this morning. More businesses were told to close over the weekend with further restrictions on what is regarded as essential work. Let's talk to Regina Doherty, Minister for Employment Affairs and Social Protection. Regina Doherty, good morning.
Morning, Gavin.
Before we talk about work and workers and payments, can I ask you for your reaction to that story that Fergal brought us, the projection of the number of people who could require intensive care beds, a figure that would clearly overwhelm the system?
So I tell you, it certainly focuses the mind, on a personal basis. It certainly shows us that this virus is presenting a once-in-a-century challenge, not just to our health services, but probably to most of the public services that people rely on that we don't even think about. We just know that they're there. What it does is it reminds us, and I hope it does for everybody else, that we have to be part of the challenge. And that means, and you've heard what Andrew said, that means that we all have to make sure that we try and reduce the pressure on our ICUs and on our health services by practicing the social and the physical distancing, cocooning for our parents and helping them if they have, and our hygiene. If we can play any part at all, and again, she did say what we're doing already is working, so therefore that should make us, you know, do it twice as hard and twice as smart. We need to flatten that curve, and we need to help our nurses and our doctors so that they can help us. So, you know, it's frightening, but
It's almost 8:30 and we'll get to news headlines shortly. We had a lot of calls here at the weekend from people wondering why or if they were essential services, what employers and workers, employees are entitled to and what they should do to claim those entitlements. Do you know how many people have looked for these supports so far?
I do, yeah. So at the close of business, Gavin, on Friday, we had some 283,000 new people apply for the COVID-19 emergency income support from the Department of Social Protection. And we had some 16,000 plus companies log on and apply for the wage subsidy scheme. So we have lots and lots of people that thankfully are using the income support. But as you said, a lot of those people wouldn't have even thought about it because they weren't on the restricted list until Friday night. So we do genuinely expect to have a significant draw again this week based on the companies that have closed down. And we would ask companies and genuinely encourage them to have a look at the wage subsidy scheme and to keep as many people or employees on their books as they possibly can. All of the details are on the revenue website. There was a number of queries that employers had last week that maybe weren't as clear on Monday as I hope they were by Friday. But the revenue commissioners have done an extensive questions and answers booklet, and it's on the revenue.ie website to answer all of the queries that people may have. But again, if they have other queries, please feel free to contact us. But I hope that wage support scheme will help people keep their incomes to a minimum for the next couple of weeks and months, but to keep that relationship between the employee and the employer going until we can all get through this.
One query, if I could. Employers must self-declare to revenue if they've experienced significant negative economic disruption due to COVID-19 with a minimum of 25% decline in turnover and an inability to pay normal wages and other outgoings in accordance with guidance to be issued by revenue. Will employers have to prove or provide evidence that they've suffered a loss of income, and how can they be expected to do so?
So what we're asking them to do is to just self-declare. I think, to be honest with you, the people whose income have suffered has drastically suffered, and reaching that 25% isn't going to be a difficulty because in some or all cases their businesses has almost ceased, particularly the businesses that were impacted the week before last. But obviously those non-essential businesses that were asked to close on Friday, their revenue would be impacted immediately from this morning. So we're asking revenue or employers to self-declare to the revenue commissioners that their business either has already or will already be impacted by a drop in revenue of 25% at least to be able to qualify for the wage subsidy scheme. And as I said, some 16,000 companies have already done so by Friday. And we expect obviously a considerable and hope the ones that have been affected by the restrictions that were announced by the Taoiseach on Friday evening will apply for the wage subsidy scheme. And we're here and ready to help keep people's incomes supported over the next couple of weeks.
Just before I get to news headlines. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I was only going to say that some 85% of the claims that were received into our own department have been put into payment, and those people can expect to get money into their bank accounts on Tuesday, tomorrow. But there were some 15,000 people who weren't deemed eligible because either they were under 18, which doesn't qualify, or they didn't have previous employment, which didn't qualify. But there were a number of people who made applications who didn't give us the right PPS number, or the IBAN wasn't correct. And we're going to make contact with those people this week to get the correct information so that we can get them into payment as quickly as we can.